This is the seventh episode of the podcast series entitled Do Migrants Have Human Rights Too? What we have seen so far is that it's been difficult for migrants to access the European Court of Human Rights successfully. The first migrant case which came before the European Court of Human Rights failed. That was in 1985. Abdulaziz Kabalez and Balkan Dali. What is interesting is that when I say it's the first migrant case, there had been many applications by migrants beforehand. They had started in 1959 when the court system was set up. But what had happened is that their cases had been declared either inadmissible, which means that the commission or the court was not even going to look at it, or they had ended on a friendly settlement, which means that the parties, both the migrant applicant and the defendant state, would have come to an agreement. And having come to an agreement called a friendly settlement, the merits of the case would not have been decided by the Strasbourg institutions. So, in short, no judgment favorable to migrants until the late 1980s. What's interesting is that this question, do migrants have human rights too, was actually in the minds of a number of people in the Council of Europe, which is the institution where the European Court of Human Rights is hosted. It was so much so in their mind that someone who was to become the Secretary General of the Council of Europe decided that a colloquy would need to be organized, asking precisely the question, how come do aliens have no chance before the European Court of Human Rights? So Peter Leprecht managed to bring together 200 people in Portugal who were going to discuss that question. It was a very high-level event. President of the court, president of the commission, a high-level representative of governments, also civil society, even a few refugees, but really a lot of officials who were asking themselves, well, what kind of rights should there be in the convention for migrants? And really saying we now need to make it possible for migrants to access the convention system. They came up with a number of recommendations, such as we need to abolish visas, we need to justify refusals of entry, we need to be as open as possible. And whether cause or effect, shortly after that, cases started to come before the European Court of Human Rights, where migrants started to be successful. And this is what we are going to look at in the next episodes.